All right, we're going to talk about financial warfare on a global scale here. Welcome to this special update. Mike Adams here, founder of Brighteon.com and publisher of naturalnews.com, of course. Now, what you got to realize is that every crime against humanity that's carried out by government is covered up by another crime, a larger crime. So, for example, the vaccine Holocaust, the mass death by clot shot injections. How are they going to cover this up? Well, they're going to create a bigger emergency, which is World War III. That's what they're trying to provoke out of Putin, with the possibility of cyber warfare attacks to take down, you know, the power grid, take down the banks, and maybe even nuclear war if they can whip Putin into that kind of response. Who knows? But on the financial side of things, there's a similar dynamic happening where they have to cover up their decades of financial crimes, which is counterfeit money printing, basically, you know, devaluing the dollar. They have to cover that up with a global financial reset. So they also need a giant global emergency, and they need some kind of global scapegoat to blame for the financial reset. And you can see, if you pay attention, you can see how they're maneuvering Putin into this position as well. And the narrative is being set up by the Western media, and it goes something like this. Russia invaded Ukraine, so we did economic sanctions against Russia, and we cut Russia off the SWIFT banking system. And then in retaliation, this is how the narrative is going to go, in retaliation, Russia did, you know, fill in the blank, whatever that is, you know, attack the central banks, flooded the global marketplace with, you know, dumping treasuries, or Russia introduced a new alternative transaction system, or Russia joined China's CIPS system, or the other narrative is Russia switched over to cryptocurrency to evade SWIFT sanctions. And this is why we, the globalists, they'll say, need to crack down on cryptocurrency because Russia might use it. Trust me, that narrative, I've already heard some of that. And it's going to get even worse. They're going to say, oh, we have to crack down on crypto because Putin might use crypto. Therefore, you know, Bitcoin has to be regulated. No one should be allowed to use it without KYC rules. That's know your customer. All right, so this is where we are on a global scale. So the real plan of the globalists is to crash the dollar and have a reset of fiat currencies. And that includes, you know, the Canadian dollar, the U.S. dollar, the euro, and other currencies around the world. They want to crash them all because they want to reset the system and force everybody into CBDCs, which is central bank digital currencies. And under CBDCs, then, of course, you are totally controlled, completely tracked. You know, taxes are, quote, automatically deducted from your electronic wallet. You are prevented from making purchases they don't want you to make. You are judged on your purchases. No more buying ammo or guns or anything because they won't let you make those purchases. They'll just selectively cut off the things you're not allowed to buy. And by the way, through CBDCs, this is how they can control food purchases. So they can do food rationing through the grocery stores by limiting how much money you can spend on food through your digital wallet controlled by the central banks. So yes, they desperately want to get everybody into a digital currency system that's controlled by the central banks. But how to do that? Obviously, they need a bigger emergency. They need a financial emergency. And they need a scapegoat. So they need to blame Putin. Now, Putin's going to be set up here to be blamed for both the digital reset as well as I mentioned, World War III, so that Western nations can cover up all the deaths of the people who died from vaccines. So just as with the assassination of JFK, for example, the deep state took Kennedy out because Kennedy was threatening the central banks and they needed a scapegoat. So that's why you have Lee Harvey Oswald. So Lee Harvey Oswald played the same role in the JFK assassination that the globalists are trying to get Putin to play on a global scale for really a global assassination of human freedom. That's a pretty good summary of what's happening. And by the way, just in the same way that Western nations are cutting off RT and Sputnik News and just completely silencing all voices out of Russia, they're going to do the same thing to you. And so all the economic sanctions that they are unleashing on Russia, they're going to unleash on you. Just think about this. Everything they do to Putin, they will do to you next, because, you know, Putin's not going along with the New World Order. He refuses to. He doesn't want GMOs. He doesn't want to kill all his people with vaccines. He's not on board with all the culture wars. He's not on board with, you know, the transgenderism and just all that nonsense from the West. And so, of course, he has to be punished and set up and made a scapegoat. And I'm not justifying everything that he's doing, obviously. You know, he did attack Ukraine, which, you know, he did unleash missiles in the cities and, you know, essentially terrorizing a lot of innocent civilians in Ukraine. So I'm not excusing what Russia's doing. I'm trying to paint a global perspective of what happens if you challenge the New World Order, either as a national leader or even on a personal level. You will be targeted. You will be punished. You will be taken out if the globalists can get away with it. So the truth is that none of us are safe as this world is structured right now. And the Western media are liars and propagandists, just nonstop propaganda. And the Western currency system, central banks, it is just legalized looting. You know, it's theft on purpose, all by design to steal your productivity and to keep you down so that you can never rise up economically and compete with the globalists while they have all their sweet deals, like Hunter Biden getting paid billions of dollars from a Ukrainian gas company. You know, there's all this corruption and money laundering that's taking place. Isn't it amazing how many U.S. senators and State Department heads and, you know, former presidents or vice presidents, how they have children who are on the payroll of Ukrainian gas companies, and that's natural gas. How did that happen? How did Hunter Biden collect $1 billion plus from a Ukrainian gas company when he knows nothing about gas and except maybe, you know, smoking crack? I guess that's a gas if you ignite it, but he knows nothing about the gas industry. So obviously there are elements of deep corruption and kickbacks and bribery and so on, payola, that's taking place involving, you know, Ukrainian infrastructure money going into the pockets of corrupt U.S. politicians. But be on the lookout, because in summary here, the globalists are going to have a cover story to cover up all their crimes and to justify their attacks on humanity, and then they're going to blame someone else for all of it. And right now, that scapegoat is Putin. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com. Take care.